Welcome to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Dr. Stephen R. Covey. In this program, Stephen shows that effectiveness with ourselves and with others is based upon our individual character, not upon quick fix formulas or manipulative techniques. Stephen also shows how we can better cope with our day-to-day challenges and teaches how we can overcome and even rise above our present circumstances. Implementing the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People can help to create a happier and more rewarding home and work life with rich and meaningful relationships. Stephen begins now by defining what a habit is and shares how to get the most out of this program.
The essential purpose of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is to learn how to lead your life in a truly effective, successful way. Now let me first describe what the 7 Habits material is by describing what it is not. It is not a quick fix program. It is not a program of the month. Rather, it is a process of personal and interpersonal growth and development that will require not only your continuing best efforts, but also your patience. You see, you must pay the price over an extended period of time to fully reap the benefits of these habits. By applying this effort, you can expect to increase your capacity to achieve your personal and professional goals and to develop better working relationships with your associates and all of your loved ones. For our purposes, we will define a habit as the intersection of knowledge, skill, and desire. You see, knowledge is the theoretical component. That is the what to do and the why to do it. Skill is the practical side of how to do it. And desire is the motivation side, the want to do it. In order to make something a true habit in our lives, we literally must have all three components: knowledge, skill, and desire. Now, the 7 habits are simply common sense. That's common sense organized. But remember, what is common sense is not always common practice. So I encourage you to make the investment, to put forth the time and effort, and to focus on the kinds of changes you can make consistently and over time to develop these habits. The development of the 7 habits began with a study that I completed back in 1976. I wanted to study the success idea in America and how it evolved. So I got into the popular success literature and I went back for 200 years. The basic finding of this entire study was this: for the first 150 years, almost the entire focus of the popular success literature was on character, that is, on principles, what we might call the character ethic, attributes such as integrity, fidelity, courage, compassion, contribution, responsibility, justice, service. And then, because of many, many societal forces, as well as moving from the agricultural into the industrial age, the emphasis gradually shifted in the early 1900s, particularly in the 20s and 30s, away from the character ethic to what we might call the personality ethic, which focuses more on techniques and technologies than on principles, on how to appear to be rather than on how to truly be. The motto of North Carolina is most interesting: to be rather than to seem. That motto symbolizes this shift from the character ethic to the personality ethic. And now that we have moved through the industrial age and we are into the more advanced information age, this very trend has accelerated. And yet, because of the powerful changes that are taking place in the global marketplace and with the new technologies, there is a pronounced new shift back to the character ethic, simply for the purposes of pragmatic survival, to maintain competitive viability. I have never seen a closer relationship between pragmatics and ethics. That is one of the reasons why there is such an enormous and increasing interest in this material on the seven habits, all surrounding those principles that are central to the character ethic. You know, one time I had a student come to me and say, "How am I doing in your class?" I looked him in the eye and responded, "You really know how you're doing, don't you? A lot better than I do. How are you doing?" And he kind of looked down squeamishly and said, "Well, not too good, I guess. I've just had kind of a rough time lately, and maybe I haven't applied myself as much as I should have." I responded, "You really came to visit with me to find out how well you had psyched me out, how well you'd psyched out the system, isn't that right? When in fact, you kind of know in your heart how you're really doing. Let's focus on what's really happening, not on what's appearing to happen or what we hope someone might think is happening." That little story somewhat illustrates this personality ethic because its focus is basically a technique and an image focus. It's like the tip of an iceberg. The tip or that part which is seen on the surface by others. It's above the water. The character ethic is like the great mass of the iceberg under the water. You see, people often do no work on the foundation, where the great mass is, and where the greatest long-term impact is. Too many people give all their energy and focus to the tip of the iceberg. That is, to learning techniques that others can see. But this material is based on an inside-out approach. In other words, it starts with the foundation and then moves to the personality. That's why we give our first energies to character development before we focus on techniques and how to be more effective with others.